Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Velvet Womack, who is with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall, and it is our, of course, wellness commentator. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Roundabout way of getting into this discussion, we're going to be talking about the idea of assertiveness, and this relates to this thing of stress management that we have we've been talking about for some time. But I put up an article here on my own Facebook page recently, which I rarely do, but it was an article basically saying that people who are stubborn and also have a very strong work ethic.
Right.
And do not see themselves as victims.
That's correct.
Kind of take care of their own business. Live longer. Actually, it refers to Italians. So I thought, you know, well, this certainly hit home with me because it sounds a lot like a person who's very close to me. But anyway, this led us to this discussion that we're going to have today about assertiveness.
Right. I think they kind of go hand in hand, but it's a nice way to talk about the stress relation, because a lot of times when people see people as stubborn, they see them as just being very obstinate. But when we look at being assertive, maybe people will get a different idea.
Mm-hmm. And so this article that you sent me about being assertive comes from the Mayo Clinic. So let's define, first of all, what we mean by being assertive and not obstinate.
Yeah, so when we're assertive, it means that we know where we're coming from. So we have this stance, we have this, like when we walk into a room, people know that we're powerful. It's not that we're overpowering them, but that we have this air of confidence about us. We have this air of that we know what direction that we're going in. So assertiveness means that if you come up to me and you're trying to persuade me, I'm not going to be easily persuaded. Obstinate is basically this idea is that they don't want to listen to anybody. That they just are set in their ways and they're not willing to investigate or to explore.
So some people are assertive and some people are not assertive.
That's correct.
But you can become assertive.
And I think it's a good practice to become assertive instead of being passive, because so many people say, well, I never get what I want. Why is it that nobody pays attention to me? Well, unless you're able to vocalize what it is that you do want, and assertive people have a tendency to do that a little bit more. And it's funny because sometimes when I'm a very assertive individual, and sometimes when I'm with people, they think I'm trying to bully them. But even the article talks about a difference in that. But if you're having a conversation with me and you don't know what direction you're going in, but I do, I'm going to let you know what that is.
There's an example in this article, says, I'll just read it. You say yes when a colleague asks you to take over a project, even though your plate is full. And the extra work means you'll have to work overtime and miss your daughter's soccer game. Your intention may be to keep the peace, but in fact, this is impinging on your needs and those of your family.
Well, see, and that logic never works. It never works. They, you know, you wind up into this situation of, well, why didn't they commend me? Why didn't they recommend, you know, why didn't they recommend me for something different? Because I took on that position that nobody else would do. And then you feel bad because you've forgotten or have missed out on your family. But that particular situation is more of like coming from a place of I'm going to do it to make everything good and look good, but it never works.
We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and we've been talking about stress for some time. Today we're talking about being assertive. There's some tips here for becoming more assertive, and I'll touch on just a couple of these. Use I statements. Using I statements lets others know that what you're thinking or feeling without sounding accusatory.
That's exactly right.
Practice saying no. I think there's some of us need a lot of practice with that. Rehearse what you want to say.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie The Founder, the McDonald movie?
I wish I had seen that.
You need to see that because he practices everything that he is saying.
Rehearse what you want to say. Refers to body language, and this is a hard thing to convey to people, but there is such a thing as body language.
Oh, sure. I mean, people can say one thing, but their body can say another. Like when somebody is saying, sure, I'll do that, and they're shaking their head no, it literally does work.
I think there's a lot of information here. Again, this is a Mayo Clinic article. We'll make a link to this and people can read it for themselves.
Yes, and for the new year, this is going to be perfect for everybody to just sit down and read this article and set their goals by it.
Very good. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Dr. Velvet Womack with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall, our wellness commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.